Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Bob Kravitz, longtime Indianapolis columnist, now with The Athletic, and he has masterfully pulled off a great trip because Purdue is playing in the Music City Bowl today. The
2 hours
are here Sunday night. He got in yesterday, spent time in the Titans locker room, and I bet The Athletic has even put him up in a downtown hotel. True or false?
That, well, is the West End considered downtown?
Well, close enough. I mean, you're not at the airport or anything like that.
No, I'm not out in Goodlettsville or I'm not out in Kentucky. So, yeah, they're spending the money, man.
And when he says Goodlettsville in Kentucky, he's naming places he stayed when he worked for a Gannett newspaper.
Yeah, my previous employer, who shall remain nameless.
I'll name the Indianapolis Star. Good to have you in town. First, you were talking to Derek Morgan yesterday. I don't know if you've written that piece yet. What's your angle there?
Well, I went out to lovely Scranton, Pennsylvania for a couple of days and caught up with Ron Soltz, who is a former offensive lineman for Indy and Philadelphia, who is a typical cautionary tale, a guy who had a lot of pain problems, which led to opiate problems, which... there was steroid abuse. The guy was a mess. He was in a coma. He's got dementia, the whole bit. And he's discovered that CBD works really well for him. And so it's a story that's going to appear probably next week after the new year about Soltz's journey back to life and the role that CBD played. And Derek Morgan, of course, is one of only two active players, I believe, who has been very vocal in his advocacy of CBD testing and seeing if it can be efficacious for players who are dealing with pain.
Yeah, he's very eloquent on it. We've had some good conversations with him. What do you imagine the Colts contingent will be in Nashville given the doubleheader here with Purdue? You sense a lot coming?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a pretty good number of Colts fans. I actually... I did a research mission last night on Broadway for a little while. That way I could write it off. And I noticed a lot of Purdue people. I talked to some Purdue people who are double dipping. So I think there'll be a pretty good group of Colts fans. But I think it's going to be pretty loud and rowdy. And, it's going to be a lot of locals who are pretty juiced up, having partied all day and getting ready for this game at 7:20 here, right? So whatever.
Bob Kravitz with us with The Athletic. Bob, how many times throughout the 500-plus days that Andrew Luck went without throwing an NFL football did you think that he wasn't going to be the same player if and when he returned?
I always thought that he would eventually become or would eventually return to his old form. I didn't think it would happen this quickly. I really felt like after about 3 or 4 games of the regular season, he started to look like his old self. He started letting it rip a little bit. But those first few games were a little bit dicey. But I never, given modern science and, seeing how Peyton came back from multiple neck surgeries, I just never thought that Andrew was done or that Andrew would be forever diminished. I remember writing a column saying this guy still got, when he comes back, he's still got 10 to 12 really good years in front of him, and I still believe he has a chance to be a generational quarterback.
Do you think is the vibe in Indianapolis? Luck is 10-0 against this team. We've got this, or is the vibe in Indianapolis? Luck is 10-0 against this team. We better be damn careful.
Well, I think people are smart and they realize that only 4 of those wins have come over. I don't like to, say Luck beat Mariota, but it was only 4. 4 of those wins came when Mariota was the quarterback. The other one was, you had touchdown Jesus. You had all kinds of guys that you find on the street playing quarterback for Tennessee. So, it in my mind, it's only 4-0 against Mariota, and I think they're smart enough. Certainly the team is, you know, fans, I think fans are pretty excited about this team, not so much because of the 10-0 record, but they've won 8 out of 9. They've looked really good doing it. They had a couple of slip-ups. Certainly the 6-0 loss at Jacksonville was hard to explain. And, you know, they didn't look great at all in the first half against the Giants last week. But by and large, they've played really good football, and they're reasonably healthy for this time of year.
Follow Bob on Twitter, at B Kravitz on Twitter. What did Frank Reich bring this franchise that it lacked?
I think a quiet leadership. More than anything, I think his X's and O's acumen. I think he really relates to Andrew. And their offense is so more multifaceted than it used to be. The running game is much more interesting. If you go back, there Warren Sharp did an amazing breakdown of how predictable the Indianapolis Colts were last year once they got leads. And remember, they blew leads every single week, it seemed. And a lot of that was because they were so damn predictable. And he pointed out when they got in certain lineups that they would do certain things and teams could tee off. So I think that Frank Reich has brought X's and O's acumen, on top of the fact that he's got kind of a Dungy-like, leadership style.
We've got Warren Sharp, by the way, at 12:30 today, if you're listening
out there. Ask him about it.
I will. Also, I'm wondering how often you leave headquarters and say a little prayer of thanks that Reich got that job. Mike Wells told me he's fantastic to deal with, and we know that if you got Josh McDaniels, as was the original choice, you would not be having as much fun at work.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. If he's anything like the lovely and talented Matt Patricia, I think we probably dodged a bullet media-wise. Now, I still believe that Josh McDaniels is going to be a very good head coach. Maybe I'm crazy. I think that he made a lot of mistakes in Denver, obviously, and and you would hope that he's self-aware enough to learn from them. But, from a media point of view, Frank is terrific. He's, he's not a quote a minute. He'll go back to the cliches like every single one of these guys, but he's very honest and forthcoming, and we've enjoyed working with him. And even when, you disagree with him, he takes the time to explain why he does the things he does, like going for it on fourth and four at his own 43-yard line against Houston, which I thought was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
What was the DEFCON level set at when the Louisville job opened with regard to Purdue, which is on in a great place now in terms of the threat of losing Jeff Brohm?
I thought he was a goner, and that wasn't based on any inside information. I don't have a bunch of inside sources at Purdue, to be honest with you. I just thought, given the circumstances, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for a guy who, grew up in Louisville, who went to Louisville, has family ties in Louisville. I thought he was a goner. But Purdue, to their great credit, they sweetened the pot yet again. And you gotta know this about Brohm. He still drives the same 2004 car. I think he's got a Honda Civic or something. He drives the same damn car he's driven for the last 14 years. So he doesn't really strike me as a guy who has to, be surrounded by the newest and the glitziest. So, it's great for Purdue. They've got a terrific recruiting class coming in. If you get a chance to watch the game today, Rondale Moore is the guy to watch. He is absolutely electric, a wide receiver. They use him in a run game. Just a tremendous player.
Bob, thank you for the time, and enjoy the city, and we will see you on Sunday. Many of the other media will see you today over at the stadium.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it, guys.
Thanks a lot, pal.
Bob Kravitz.
Take care, guys.
The Athletic has been our guest. You can follow him on Twitter, at B Kravitz.